This is the Mondak Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Today we talk with Senate Majority Leader Richard Wardner about the importance of hub city financing. It seems everywhere I go these days, someone is telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what professional speaker Mark J. Lindquist has to say.
He is a person in this market and now in markets across the country with Hatch Coaching that is revolutionizing the way people approach the business. He's reinventing the way people look at the people model. That's why he brings in hundreds of people from all over the country who are trying to figure out how to do what he's doing in their market.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com. Welcome back to the Mondak Oilfield Review. My name is Jason Spies. Up next, Senate Majority Leader Richard Wardner talking about hub city financing.
And not only that, just out in the oil and gas, we are now producing the gas, a lot of gas with the oil. It's been a problem for us because we got to get it processed. We can't be flaring it, but it has provided a product. And, of course, we have built a lot of gas plants out there that process the gas. But one of the things that's going to be a limiting factor for us is pipelines, where we're moving up on the full capacity of our pipelines to get the gas out of here. So those are challenges. But technology is critical there. Technology, they're looking at new ideas in the coal-fired energy industry. For example, the alum cycle, we're looking at that. That is a clean coal-burning process in which there is no CO2 that is going to be emitted into the atmosphere. And, of course, we're constantly looking for ways to use the CO2 to produce more oil. So technology is at the heart of quality of life. It's at the heart of expanding the industries in energy and agriculture. As we look to the future into the Bakken, first of all, there's going to be some drilling, but there's the maintenance of the wells, but we're also going to be going back into the old wells and doing re-stimulation. That's what we're going to be doing, and we're going to increase that 8% recovery, and we're going to change it from 8 to maybe 12. And that's where technology is going to come in. So that's the kind of people you're going to see. We're going to need more engineers and more scientific-type people and geologists out there working. These are people that want to put down roots, and they got to have a place to do that. And that's why hub cities are so critical, because they're the ones that are going to draw the workforce and say, hey, I want to go live in North Dakota. They got a good quality of life.
To listen to the full-length interview with Senate Majority Leader Richard Wardner, or to listen to other Mondak Oilfield reviews, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. The Mondak Oilfield Review is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. From the staff of the Mondak Oilfield Review, my name is Jason Spies, asking you to be happy, be safe, and keep it turning to the right.